That's you, hon.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, Not Cool in High School podcast, episode 115. We're going to be talking Stranger Things. So, full disclosure, this is about as impromptu as you're going to be because we are not prepared at all. We have an episode planned for 2 weeks, but we felt like it was too much to try to get done before this episode. So we're going to try to do it for the next one.
Yeah.
Or we're going to rank, like do like a bracket and pick our favorite Adam Sandler movie. But so we were kind of scrambling on topics and we were kind of thinking like something 4th of July. But we decided like there's not many 4th of July movies we know, and yeah. We didn't want to do like a full review of just like Independence Day.
Yeah, because that's like the only one I know, I think.
Yeah. So she just binge watched all the Stranger Things, and I have already finished it. Yeah. So we figured what a good way it's fresh in your mind. You just watched all four seasons in the matter of.
Well, I saw the first season. I think I saw up to some part in season 2, but then I couldn't remember it, so I started over. And just was slowly watching it, and then I had the whole weekend off, so I just binged it.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna talk about Stranger Things, but besides Stranger Things, what else have you been into or been watching?
That's really been it lately, because I just watched that for like the last week straight. But today I watched Last Night in Soho, which it's listed as a horror movie, but it's a little. Sorry, I just got like a cramp.
You're right.
Yeah, it's listed as a horror movie, and I guess it's kind of scary, but it's a little more like mystery thriller, I guess. Like this girl kind of has like, I guess, visions. Kind of like you're not really sure at first what's happening, and then I don't know. She goes to like London to do pursue a fashion school career type of deal, and starts like seeing things, and it just starts to get like. At first, it's like fun for her and exciting and like new, and then it starts to get like scary and real, and then it doesn't stop. So yeah. It was pretty good. It was a little slow in the beginning, but it was really good, actually. I liked it.
So, kind of going back, season one, you didn't watch season one back, right? Or did you watch season one? You watched season one as well?
Yeah, but I kind of like, I knew that I saw it already, so I wasn't really fully paying attention.
All right. So, out of season one, is there anything that really stands out?
I mean, just the initial, like, beginning of it all, where, like, Will disappears, and then they find Eleven and all that.
Okay. Season two. A lot of people think season two is the weakest season. I would agree.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so. I mean, I really like this last one.
I'm torn between 3 and 4. Yeah, I really like 3. Good. I guess
they kind of all blend together when you binge it. So, yeah. Like, I don't.
So, season 3 for me stands out because of. Robin was a really standout character, and then like that whole thing where it was Robin, Steve, and
Dustin,
like that was my favorite story arc. Yeah. And then it kind of carried over where anything with Dustin has been like my. So if I had to pick like my favorite kid, it's Dustin. Dustin's my favorite, and then it branches into I like Billy in season 3, even though he was evil, he was a good character.
Yeah.
And then 4 or 3 also Robin. And then I felt like Steve was a cool thing.
I do like Steve. I like that they like in the first season, you don't like him. He's like a douchebag. And then he has like a full like transformation.
He actually wasn't supposed to survive season 1.
Yeah.
They were going to kill him off in season 1.
I'm glad they didn't. I like him a lot. Mm. I think he was a good character. And I'm glad that they gave him that like growth.
Yeah. Then season 3. Well, I honestly almost forgot she was in the other seasons until you were watching it. But what's his name's sister?
Erica. Yeah.
Like, cause she's kind of a shithead.
She is just like, well, and I saw like bits and pieces when you were watching the rest of the season. So like I saw her and I was like, oh God. But then I forgot she's here, like here or there, sprinkled throughout the rest of the
I forgot how much she was actually
in it. At first, she was so annoying, but I love that she's like actually a nerd and she's like super smart.
Yeah, and she hates on them for being nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, she was a bright spot too.
Yeah.
And then obviously season 4, I mean, Eddie's that guy.
Yeah. At first, I was like, oh, he's like a dick. Like I thought he was just going to be like a dick, but then they show him and I was like, oh, he's really not like he's a nerd.
The thing is he in his group of circles, he has to portray the leader.
Plus he's like so much older. He's like 20 years old.
Yeah. but he also like he projects on what society kind of has done to him, mm-hmm. onto his group. He cares about him, mm-hmm. but he kind of keeps those norms where, like, I'm cooler than you. I have to be the smart aleck. I have to be the one to reign supreme. Like he's kind of projecting what others did to him. And then once you kind of break him down, he's like, all right, we're all on the same level. Like once he's kind of challenged again, you realize how soft he really is. Mm-hmm. Cause like, as soon as Erica was just like, are you done being a nerd? And he's just like, welcome to hellfire. Like,
yeah.
Like as soon as someone rebuttals or bucks against him, he immediately, because he's not, like, as you learn, he's not the hero. He's going to be someone who's going to project a big ego or a big character. And then once put into a corner, he's gonna retreat and he's gonna do his thing. Like, you know,
I did like that scene when they bring her in and he's like, "Are you serious? Like, we're not.
This isn't daycare. And this is hellfire."
She just like gives it to him. Like, I like that she sometimes she's kind of like obnoxious, but I love that she just gives it to everybody. She doesn't care. And the one scene, they were talking about what the parents make them do, and Lucas was like, "They don't make you do anything. Like, they can't make you do anything."
Yeah, I will say, I really wish. Minus the supernatural everyone dying thing all the time, like, that's a kind of dope neighborhood to grow up in a little bit. Like, there's diversity, there's culture, there's like people who are like not openly gay, but like it's there.
Yeah, she's not like out yet.
No, she's not out, but like,
well, and she even makes that statement to him, like, to Steve, like, you can go, and if some girl turns you down, it's fine, your ego will come back in 2 seconds, but if I try to hit on somebody and it doesn't work, I'm a pariah.
I'm a pariah the whole town.
And I was like, oof, like, that takes you back. Like, this is only in the 80s and it's still not really open and acceptable yet.
Now, one of the things I did see everyone online is like, oh, they have to bring sexuality into it. Dude, I had to get new cables. This is driving me fucking bananas. There is a relationship status, like, for everybody. There's tons of heterosexual love going on. There's interracial. There's a gay love. Like, there's something for everybody. So the fact that you're just latching onto one character's having a, like, their moment or their time where they're going through their phase and they have their crush.
And it wouldn't be realistic if you didn't bring that in. I feel.
Yeah.
Like, that's real.
I thought it was good. I don't know. It's like, I try not to buy into the hype of a TV show.
Yeah.
And
I know we always end up watching things super late because we're just like, because we did that with Sons of Anarchy. We're like, I'm not going to like them.
I will say this. Show. I like Sons, but Sons has nothing on.
Oh, no.
On Stranger Things.
Way better.
I
think because it's more like up our alley anyway.
Yeah.
Especially the last two seasons. They're more horror.
Where does Stranger Things rank on your all time? Does it surpass The Office? Mm-mm. No. Does it surpass Parks?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like those are different. They're like they're different.
Yeah.
Those are like quick. You can just put it on TV for background.
This almost feels like it's a movie, not a show. You know what I mean?
Well, like, and they're longer episodes. It's like a real, like, where you can just pick up in any episode for Parks and The Office, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, where this, like, you'll miss something. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's different.
It's definitely in my top five shows of all time.
Yeah, I think it's so good. And I really like the horror. Like, they really brought that in.
Horror, sci-fi, nerdiness.
Was great. Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, some Breakfast Club elements in there with all the different social clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
It's dope. Who's some of your favorite characters?
I really like Steve after season one. Once he grows as a person, I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they decided to keep him. I like Max. I know you said you didn't love her, but I like her.
I like her, but we'll get into a little bit
in the
later,
beginning. Yeah. She's kind of obnoxious because she just doesn't believe them.
I should have said this at the beginning. So we kind of said in our post here, if you are listening to this, we are going to, like, we're kind of just overgrazing what we're going to talk about in the show, but we are definitely going to dive into spoilers. So if you have not watched all four seasons yet,
then don't.
Now, if you're someone who doesn't care about spoilers and you're like, maybe I'm just tuning in because I want to see what about this show I should look. Yeah.
Spoilers don't bother me.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. Like
I watched episodes when you were watching it, and then I just went back and rewatched it.
So maybe this is the episode this podcast you listen to, and it's like, oh, I'm going to listen to it. And if they can convince me, I'll go check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely worth a watch.
I do too.
I don't know why. And you know what? We started watching it before and then we both stopped watching it. And I'm not sure why. Like, I think we just got busy or something and we just stopped watching it.
I started season one. I finished season two.
Yep.
And season two just didn't do it for me enough that I was like, I don't care. And then season three hit and I was like, I think I'm over it.
I think I just didn't, because we were watching it together, and then we stopped, and then I just never went back to it.
Yeah, and then I watched season three, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then season four hit, and I was like, oh, and then the finale, and I was like, this is fucking...
I love that they kept bringing in, like they would just give, like, hints of other things. Like, they would... Or they would mention, like, they mentioned Halloween, Michael Myers, and they mentioned Freddy. Like, I thought that was cool.
Yeah. So the biggest thing for me is, I mean... I don't have any merchandise yet. I do actually, I lied. There's something, there's two backpacks coming in as probably within the next 15, 20 minutes.
This went like crazy. Like there is merchandise for everything right now.
This season really blew it up for season. Yeah. And I think it's only going to get bigger for season five because it's the last season. They already said there might be spinoffs, but they said they're done with the main story. At season five. But Fright Rags, get the license. Could you imagine the art that they do for Fright Rags?
It's probably too like fresh. I don't know.
I hope
would be awesome. That'd be,
I'm not a. I've never played D&D. The only time I've ever learned about D&D is on this podcast.
Yeah,
it seems
I'm not
fun.
Good at those kinds.
I don't have the imagination, and I'm too much of a, like, I don't take things seriously enough. So I would like ruin everyone's game probably.
And I think they're longer games, right?
Yeah, and people are invested. Like they take it super serious, and there's no way I can do that. I would get bored. Just my ADD would kick in. I'd be like, all right, cool.
You don't have the intention.
I'm running away from this. And everyone's like, we need to fight. Like when they everyone get in the huddle and they're super into it, I appreciate their love for the game, but I would never be able to dive into it like that.
I don't think I could either.
But I think what's going to happen is I think a lot of true D&D players are going to see people wearing Hellfire stuff now. Yeah. And they're like, F you, man. Like we've been getting picked on forever for being in D&D. And because of this stupid show, not stupid show, but because of the show, everyone now thinks D&D is cool. And I get your point, but Hellfire, I mean, it represents the team. Like, I mean, also is their D&D club, but it has that weird thing where it's like, I think 90% of people who are going to wear the merchandise, me being included, have never rolled a die.
Well, it's not really like, is it like a D&D reference or they just make that name up?
Their club is the Hellfire. Like that's their D&D club.
Oh, okay.
So instead of being like part of the chess club, their D&D club is Hellfire. That's the name of it. And I think it's like a school program because they play
at the school,
I believe.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I didn't know. Like, I mean, you can still wear not be D&D because it's not like a reference to it. I mean, it is in the show, but I don't know. I was wondering that too, if it's like a school program because they were in the school.
Yeah. So something I was debating on making as a topic, if it's not maybe next episode, if we can't get around to the Adam Sandler one, I'm thinking about doing it where I do the research and present it. Because there's something that was touched on a lot during the season. And that was like a really big thing in the 80s with the Satanic Panic, where
I was going to say
D&D and pop culture in general was just under huge scrutiny.
Really get into it until this last season though.
Yeah. Like, because because it's a time period piece. Yeah. So like this time right now is 86, mm-hmm. like they're in 86 because one of the jokes were that, it's around March 86 or something like that. When this around the time period they're in or something like that, I could be wrong. Don't quote me, but I believe Metallica, Master of Puppets,
is that when it just came out,
released maybe not even weeks around the same time as when Eddie would have been literally a rock god,
like to learn it that fast.
And the thing is back then you couldn't go on the internet and look up the chords for a song, so either you would have to seek out a book that had the tablatures, which probably weren't out yet.
He would have to keep listening to it on
he would have to play it and learn it by memory.
Well, that's how everyone had to learn back then.
But he only did it in a 3-week span to play absolutely phenomenally.
If that's when it was. I don't remember. I know it was 86, but I don't remember. But yeah, I thought that was crazy to me because I this whole time they're playing D&D and it's just like, oh, whatever. You kids are doing it again, playing again. And then now they have like a club. And I thought that was cool. Like they're just starting their high school like years and they're finally like in a group with themselves, like people like them. And then that whole end part where like everyone just goes crazy and starts calling it a cult. I was like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, how easy is it to just whip up a frenzy?
Yeah.
Like that's insane to me.
Yep. Yep.
Like when that, what's his name? Is it Jason?
Oh, the jock.
Yeah. When he goes in and just starts going crazy and now everybody's being a vigilante. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then everyone just goes to the gun store and it's so easy for these children, children to just buy guns.
As long as you're 18 years old.
They're not. How are they all 18?
They
Was he a senior?
They all graduated. They're their first year of college.
No, he wasn't. He was still in high school.
As long as he's 18. Most kids are 18 in their senior year.
Not all of them, though.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was crazy. But also, Nancy had guns before that.
Yeah.
How did she get them? Come on.
She's a badass.
This is crazy.
So actually, the guys who made the show actually pulled some inspiration from a real life story for Eddie.
Okay.
So there was a guy named Damien Eccles, yeah. And he was he's an American writer, and he's best known from the Memphis Tree group of teenager who controversially accused of convicted of triple murder. So this guy like went on to like become like a Hollywood writer, and he became friends with a lot of people that made some decent like cool things for I'll get into like who all he worked for. I'm not gonna go too deep into it, but him and his three friends were convicted in a triple murder, and it was featured in multiple books, documentaries, and podcasts about the spiritual works of the Memphis Tree case. Essentially, like I said, I don't want to get too much into it, but he was arrested alongside Jason Baldwin, 16. He was 18. Jesse McKinley, 17, for the murder of 3 8-year-olds, Stephen Branch, Michael Moore, and Christopher Bays, when they were convicted. They were on death row, and in 2007, DNA testing pretty much got them out. Wow. But the reason that they were convicted of these murders is because they were known like metalheads. They played D&D, and they said that they killed these three kids for sacrificial rules because they were devil worshipers because they played Dungeons and Dragons.
That's so crazy to me. Can you move it?
I haven't touched it.
No, I meant so it's not in your way.
No, it's just part. I need to get new cables. Yeah, it fucking annoys me. That's when people take them and put them up and down, and they warp and are wiring underneath the tables at the greatest. But yeah,
that's pretty crazy though. Like I don't. It's so weird how people are just. Oh, it's different. I don't understand it. Let me just. It's just bad.
It's evil.
Yeah.
Honestly, and then I think a lot of people like. Obviously, I like to wear dark imagery, and I like to lean into the Satan thing, and I only because like it's kind of for me kicking sand in the face of Christianity. Because I'm not anti-religion. I'm just anti when religion takes precedent over everything in the world. Mm-hmm. Like just because you read a book that you dictate how I should feel.
Well, yeah, and it's also not even like literal translation. It's your interpretation of it.
Or when someone just blindly follows a something like that, and there's no other explanation for anything except it's higher power or God. It's anything like that.
Yeah.
So I kind of lean to into kind of. To pick poke fun a little bit, but
I also think it's crazy the cops barely did not do enough. They were literally there when
they went to the prime suspect and then told him essentially told him that they who their prime suspect was, and let them go on a
that's
hunt.
What I'm saying, like they were right there and they just left them all leave with their pitchforks, like what do you think was gonna happen?
I mean, that's one of the things I will say, living in like a small town, I can see that getting out of hand.
Oh, for sure,
really quick.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something else I wanted to say.
But there's a whole story about that. If you want to look up the Damien Eccles case, it is pretty fascinating, but it's pretty much these kids that were convicted of triple murder because of, probably during the Satanic Panic era.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's who Eddie was kind of modeled after.
Yeah, I did. So this is a spoiler.
All right.
The end. So I loved like Dustin's like relationship with Steve and then his relationship with Eddie. It was so good. And like at the end when they're like all in the gym and his uncle, Eddie's uncle comes to post, he took down the picture that they hung up, which said like, it was like wanted or whatever, like cult leader killed, blah, 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 whatever. He took it down and put up his own picture of him. That just was like his picture. He's missing, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, he thought that Dustin was going to say something to him about it. He's like, I don't care what you have to say. I don't care. I'll take down every one of your posters and put up my own posters. And then Dustin like tells him and like gives him his necklace. And I was like, that was a really good moment. And I feel like that was like, even though it's only his uncle that knew like that he was,
it was
gone,
enough.
Like it was enough for him to like, he got that closure and like he got someone to say that he's not this bad kid that everyone thought he was. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was,
so
nice.
These kids, they can't
tell
anybody what they experienced because they will legit be considered just freaks.
Crazy. Yeah.
Cause like, oh, I'm sure there was another parallel universe.
Yeah.
But the fact that
it'll probably cause mass hysteria.
Yeah. Like people. Oh, these kids are going, the culture's going crazy over board games. Imagine what they would do if they actually found out something crazy was happening.
Yeah.
But the fact that he told his uncle that he died defending a town that hated him.
And that he was a hero. Like,
and he's
that
a
was
fucking,
nice.
He, yeah, he's a hero.
Like, even if it was
probably Dustin's uncle, best like, acting the entire series. Yeah. Like, when he was crying, like, you're like, fuck, Dustin.
I think that was so good. Like, that was another thing I wanted to say. Like, these kids are just amazing. Like, I don't know. Like, they're just such good acting. Like, their emotions are so good. And
they
like,
were good since season one.
Yeah, like, since they're children. They're like, so talented. Young. But I also think it's, I think it's so nice that, like, we're, like, a culture. Like, we're finally, I guess, starting to, like, make it, like, acceptable for men to have their feelings. Like, and, like, in, I like, since the beginning, like, all of these boys were so in touch with their emotions and it was okay. Like, no one shamed them for it.
Yeah. Like, that's definitely the woke side of the show that you're like, man, I wish that was more. Like, that's why I was like, man, I wish I lived in Hopkins where I can just turn to a friend and be, and just, is that where they're from? Hawkins, right?
Hawkins. Yeah.
Hawkins.
You said Hopkins.
Hawkins, I said.
Hawkins. Anyway, yeah.
That's why I said Hawkins. But anyway, I just wish I could have been able to express myself like that.
Yeah.
With a group of friends. Like,
I think that was so nice to show that, like, it's acceptable to, like, cry and be upset and have your feelings and, like, it's okay. And I,
well, to a point, because there is somebody in the group who is going through some stuff that hasn't, he's not opening up to anybody.
But that's like a whole other,
and that's thing, we'll get into it. And that's Will.
Yeah.
But shout out to his brother, man, because he sniffed it out.
Yeah.
He kind of seen the moment where he was telling, I'm getting chills talking about it, where he told him in the car, like, you're the heart of the team. And he was pretty much projecting everything, how he felt about him, but replacing him to Mike, replacing everything he felt and just putting L's name in.
Yeah.
Like, but you can tell it was coming from his heart about how he felt. And his brother's kind of looking in the mirror at him. And then when he turns and starts, like, just lets loose in the mirror, like, to himself. And then when they get all reunited and they're in the pizza shop and he's kind of just watching his brother watch them and he's like getting emotional and he's just like, hey man, like, instead of like, and that's the thing too, like, when if someone is open enough to tell you that, like, information like that, like, or you have a suspicion, like, I think they might be, you, like, you have to tread on like light ground there, because you don't want to be the one, because that's their moment, that's their experience. You have to let them be the one to open up, and then, but you can't be like, oh, I knew this whole time. Like, it's kind of, it's rude, you know what I mean? Like, but it may, I mean, in some things it might be necessary to, like, yo, you're good. Like, and he kind of did without doing it. Like, he kind of said, like, dude, no matter what, I love you. And gave him that hug, like, embrace, you know what I mean? Because it's one thing to, like, especially in that time frame in the 80s and even today, where if someone who's young comes out, they're going to be like, well, you don't know anything yet. How do you know? Because when you're young and you're like, I think I'm gay, or I think I'm bi, or like anything like that, everyone immediately is going to go to you like, well, how do you know? You're just a kid. But when you were a kid, you knew you wanted to go chase girls at the mall. When you were a girl, you know you wanted to go chase boys at the mall too. But it's the same thing. You just, but if you're not, if you're heterosexual, you can't comprehend that.
Right.
And so when you tell a kid that their feelings aren't valid because they're, it's not what you're normally used to, that makes kids deep, like, dive into into relationships that they shouldn't have had, or are growing up
trying to force to fit in themselves.
But his brother kind of, like, not only essentially saying, like, I know and I love you, but to embrace him, to say, like, it doesn't matter, like, I will still love you, I will still physically touch you, like, you you don't gross me out, like, you know what I mean? Because that's something that people think too, like, if I say it, like, well, my dad hugged me again, because, you know what I mean, because that's the thing, like, if I'm gay and then another guy won't embrace me, like that's fucking so crazy to me that people think like that. But it's the way it is. Like, I'm not hugging him, he likes guys. He might not even like you, like, you might not even his type, relax. You know what I mean? Like, but
I mean, and this is all, of course, this is what we're thinking is the case.
Yeah,
we could be totally off base, but we're pretty sure that's how it's going for Will.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say too, I like the different, like, dynamics between the siblings, because, like, Jonathan's a little strange, but we were watching that Beyond the Stranger Things thing where they talked with all, like, the cast and stuff, and they were saying like, he has always 100% just been himself. He knew who he was. It wasn't like he was ever pretending to be someone else, where, like, Steve was kind of just being what he thought he was supposed to be. And so I do like Jonathan for that.
Well, can we also think that Jonathan is in the same boat as us, where he's older and has a younger sibling and there's no father figure.
Well,
so he has to play almost daddy role as well as big brother role.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I like that. Like, there's his relationship with Will is, like, like that, where they're very close. Like, even since they were little, they're very close, like protective, stuff like that. And then like Lucas and his sister don't get along and they hate each other. And like Billy hates Max because like they're only like step siblings, I think.
Yeah.
And they hate each other. But
there's a moment like, where I guess the mother wasn't there to keep them close, and they kind of, and they both became like, right? Then the mother,
they have different moms.
Yeah.
They have all different parents.
Yeah.
So like, they just kind of got together, their families, and then...
And they're both, like, bullheaded, and they won't have...
They just don't want any parts of being together.
Yeah.
And then Mike and Nancy, like, they're kind of... In the beginning, they're just... She's like, I don't want to be bothered by you. Get away from me, you and your super friends. And then after all this stuff starts to happen, she gets very, like, protective, which I thought was nice, too. Like,
yeah.
It shows the, like, all the different dynamics. I don't know.
Yeah. It is not, like I said, like, he has to play the protector role. Mm-hmm. And
he even says that at one point.
But he's also afraid to move on with his life and his relationship because he's so guilty that he doesn't want to leave his mom and his brother alone.
So, I have to say, I love Winona Ryder, and I think she was an amazing pick for this. Like, I mean, I guess she's kind of like the biggest name in the show, right?
Yeah.
But like, I just think
Sean Astin was pretty big in season two.
Well, yeah, in season two, but she's been in all of it.
Yeah.
Like, since the beginning. But like, I love her, and I think she's so good. Like, she plays such a good, like,
mom,
but like protective, but also a little kooky and not like, and, like, over quirky. The top. Yeah, she's super quirky, but she's also like not like crazy over the top either, which is nice. Like, she just kind of lets her kids like be their themselves. And then even after the stuff with Will, she like, she's still like real protective, but she kind of tries to like not hover, which is cool. Like, I think she was good. Can you
deem her also in season four as maybe like a neglectful mom, because she was just kind of like, I'm gonna lie to everybody and I'm gonna go to a different country to try to go on a suicide mission to possibly save somebody?
Well, originally she wasn't going to another country, she was just going to Alaska. I don't know, because I feel like at that point they're all a little older. They're what, like ninth grade? What were you doing in ninth grade?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But anyway, they were being watched by him, and she didn't think it was going to be this big, long thing. She thought she was going to go.
Yeah.
That's it. Come home.
It is crazy how every single one of them had a part in saving the world and didn't even
read. Yeah.
And then when they all meet, they're like, there's so much I have to tell you. And they're like,
but I thought it was cool that they all kind of knew, like, her and Hopper were like, okay, well, guaranteed this is happening, Hawkins. We know our kids are involved. We know they're doing something. So let's do our part.
These fucking assholes are they're dipping their toes in everything.
Like, let's do our part to help them. Like, it's cool that they just knew, like, this is what's going to happen. And then how
did they figure out that they had to kill the... Did they have contact back home? Like, how did they know to...
No, it was like a hive mentality thing, remember? They said, like, them killing the demi dogs or whatever there was going to, like, weaken up the thing, because they knew there had to be a hole somewhere or something. I can't remember what happened, but I don't know, I just thought that was cool too, that they were all kind of like doing their part and not even realizing it, and everyone's trying to get a hold of each other and they can't because we don't have cell phones
80s, back then. Baby.
How crazy is that? Like, they're just trying to call and they have no idea what's going on, and it's just insane.
Yeah.
And that the military just comes in and shooting up people's houses, like, that's insane.
Season four was a great moment, not just for character development, but like, you can see personal growth in people, right? Because like Hopper,
towards the end of the season, getting kind of annoying, like, when
overprotective dad.
Yeah, but then, so like, at first I was like, that's really, really annoying and I hate it, but then also
how he told the kid to stay away from her.
Yeah, but then also I feel like it wasn't, part of it was your typical dad, you're not gonna see my daughter, but then part of it was he had a daughter who he lost and he was afraid of that again. You know, like, he's trying to like keep her safe in a bubble, and I don't know, that was rough. But
even in season four, like, when he came back home, he was just like, everyone coming back now in season four, they're like, they kind of like, the kids are respected now, like, mm-hmm. the parents are like, yo, you've gone this far, there's no we have to, like, it's gonna be cool to see everybody on the same page this season.
Some of the parents suck, because
even Hopper the whole time, where he's like, in season three in the thing where he's just like, we'll go down with you and we'll navigate you, he's like, no you're not doing that, absolutely not. You're a kid. And then meanwhile they're down there doing their thing and the kids are up on top, like, in the thick of it, fighting the giant monster. But now, like, season four, I feel like the parents have to be like, dude, you've been in this world this whole time.
Crazy that most of the parents didn't even know any of this is going on, like, literally. What, Will's mom and Hopper, they're the only parents that know.
Yeah.
No one else knows what's going on.
Nobody. They just think that earthquakes happen.
And Mike and Nancy's parents are horrible.
How did, like, all right, you want to talk about shooting up? Mike's dad, like, he really played up to his game, man, because his mom is pretty attractive.
And he doesn't do anything. He literally just nothing. Sleeps on the chair.
That's why she was trying to get some Billy in her life.
Yeah, which is super weird.
She's going to get some breaststroke lessons.
So weird.
Yeah. let's get to the chat here. Easy binge, Kelly said. I'm sorry we missed you guys. Sure. If you're here, three is my favorite. Season three. Yeah, season three.
They kind of blend together for me, so yeah, I have a
Steve,
hard time.
Steve was over 18. Nancy and Mike were in a Republican household, where I believe she said about her dad teaching her. Plus Reagan and Bush outside their house in season two, I believe.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, gun family. I love Murray. Oh, Murray's good. The Russian.
Yeah, Murray's cool. Yeah, I'm all about the guns, but I was just like, how are these children just getting guns? Like, yeah. She just got guns.
Murray helped so much about feelings, feeling the light that others were feeling, but didn't want to address it.
Yeah.
Bob and Eddie were the most historically and heroic, historic and heroic deaths.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did like Murray. I liked how every time, like, not even just Nancy and Jonathan. Sorry.
My you're good. No, I think my headphones are turned to plaid. You're
actually, Nancy and Jonathan. And then he did it with Hopper and Joyce. And I was like, whoa. And then everyone's just like, he's right. Yeah. But of course Joyce and Hopper are like, no, that's wrong.
Yeah. It was so fucking good, man.
It was so good. Like, I really liked it a lot. And the kids are just amazing. Like, I don't know. I think it's so, I cried so much.
There's not a bad act. Like, I'm not a fan of Max's character, but the girl who plays Max, I like, is unbelievable.
Her. I mean, in the beginning, she's just obnoxious because she doesn't believe them, but I guess,
and like, she's doing the whole stupid girl thing where she's like, I like you, but I'm going to pretend I'm not going to like you because I'm going through things and I'm going to push everyone away. That annoys me.
All right. You're definitely reading into it wrong. That's not what happened. But anyway.
And then she's like, not only am I going to push away the guy I like, but I'm all going to make my best friend push away her boyfriend because I don't want to be left alone in my situation.
You're being dramatic. But
that's exactly what she did.
No, it's not. Anyway.
What? She's like, we don't need boys.
Because they obviously just broke up with them. She didn't make Elle break up with
him. She encouraged.
No, she was trying to encourage her to be herself.
Elle is still struggling how to be social.
And that's what she was trying to help. She said, you are your own person. You are not Hopper. You are not Mike. You are your own person.
And she was.
And that's why they were out shopping and having fun and doing girl things away from the boys. That's what she needed.
But the whole time she was doing it, she was trashing Mike. And you should spy on Mike.
No, she didn't. She even said to her, she was like, is he a good kisser? Like, they were doing the girl things.
She trashed him.
No, you're being dramatic. She trashed him. Done with you right now.
She fucking trashed him.
She didn't. I liked Max.
An outside girl shitting on somebody else's relationship that she had no part being involved in.
You're dramatic. You totally read that wrong. That's not what happened.
And of course, you know, remote traveling. She remote traveled at the absolute wrong time.
Noah made her do it.
Yeah,
she didn't have to
do
that.
She wrote traveling to her dad when he was yoking up her boyfriend, saying, like, giving the Mark Wahlberg fear line. Stay away from my daughter. And then little Mike had to pop his chest a little bit.
I thought it was funny that little Mike was trying to be like a badass. Yeah. Stop. You're not doing nothing.
Max encouraged.
Yes. Well, she was trying to get
encouraged her to dump her boyfriend.
You're so dramatic. He was being ridiculous. He needed to lie.
Threatened by the town sheriff to stay away from his daughter.
Yeah, but he didn't have to lie. Their whole thing was, we don't lie. And he lied. Even Lucas said that. Lucas told him, you are wrong. You lied. You should have just told her.
Yeah, and then you tell a girl with superpowers that her dad's being...
Well, that's her problem. That's not on you anymore.
She mass murdered her father.
I don't think she would have. But anyway. I liked Max because I thought she was just... That's just who she is, and she doesn't conform. And even in the one part when Elle was going into her brain, like trying to find her to help her against Vecna, she goes back way far to when she was like a kid, and she's like trying to skate with all these older kids and the boys, and some boy like yelled at her and was like, you shouldn't be playing with dolls. And she like gave it right back to him. And
gave him the bird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I don't know. I like Max. I think she was pretty badass. And I like
she's
she
badass.
Just didn't like settle. And even when she knew she was going to die, she was like, or like could die. She was like, this is what I have to do, I guess. And she just did it. She was like, I want to write everyone letters. And she just told them how it is. And she's like, this is what I'm doing.
So there was one part in season four that we'll get into right now where I thought, this is a giant loophole. And if they do it, I'm really pissed. Where they're just like, we have this whole plan. And we're going to figure it out. And we're going to trick Vecna. And I'm going to have these good thoughts in my brain. And then I was like, if this works, I'm going to be so pissed.
Yeah.
Because this guy literally... is essentially all seeing. Like, he sees everything that's going on because of the minds, like the hive mind he's been.
Right.
So when she started doing, he goes, "You don't know. You don't think you know what you're doing." And I was like, "Thank God!" Like, he's like, "I see everything. Yeah. I know your plan." But he would have never guessed that Elle would have somehow traveled through
into her brain,
and then manifest herself to be reality to fight him. Like, that was dope.
Yeah.
Like, Elle's getting some serious strength. Like,
well, yeah. I mean, it was weird that, like, her powers went away, but I liked how they explained it. Like,
it's almost like
they were gone. Because I was like, how does that even happen?
It's like reverse X-Men, right? So, like, in X-Men, you don't have your powers as a mutant until you have an extreme moment in your life or puberty.
Oh, okay.
So, like, these kids had their powers. And then almost like her traumatic events stunted
her. She just blocked it out.
Yeah, she, like, blocked it. Almost like where they say, like, kids have the ability to like see other things that adults can't, and then when they get to a certain age, they kind of forget
that you can see
that they can that they have this, they have these have gifts, and like, you know what I mean. So it's kind of like that. I would that's just my assumption. Like, that's what I got out of it a little bit. But now that she's like kind of relearning and figuring out her abilities again, it's
crazy strong.
Yeah,
I think it's so weird too to see them from like season one, how little they were, and now they're like adults almost.
Yeah,
like, it's great. I mean, in real life they are,
and I think but like, I think so one crazy. Of the things with that show is I could be wrong, but I think I was reading that like when they signed up to this show, like they signed some pretty crazy thing, like agreements, like you can't do certain things, you can't take on certain projects, like this is, you're locked in for 5 seasons, and this is just how it's gonna
be. Might be like that for a lot of shows though.
Yeah, but I think they also said to them too, like, there's so much money invested into this, like with making everything historically accurate and stuff, and we can't have you ruin it by like getting tattoos or piercings or like they even told Billy, who was really really big for Power Rangers, that like, dude, in that time of the 80s, it was the body type was more fit, and not, it wasn't at that muscle age yet. So he had to like lose a lot of muscle to thin himself out to maybe to fit the body type of the 80s, because it wasn't until like the late 80s 90s when it got into the bodybuilding era where like your Schwarzeneggers and stuff, and everyone wanted to bulk up and not be lean, and that was a huge thing that changed
with his like real tight jeans.
He
did have a tattoo though.
I mean,
thought tattoos, that was weird that he was unless he was 18.
I think it was a tattoo that was put on for the show, like the show.
Well, that's what I mean, like badass. In the show he had, but like
But if you would have had someone back then, like if the character would have had like a legit like tattoo that we have today, where it's like huge, like American traditional new school with the vibrant colors and theater, like, that doesn't fit the 80s. No one had tattoos like that.
Yeah.
Everyone had dumb jailhouse tattoos.
Well, I think he was like the only one. I don't remember seeing anyone else.
But so, and then I heard the actors, like the kid actors, were also put through like classes and stuff like that to be like, hey, listen, like, here's how fame's going to change your life. Like, they were kind of preparing these kids at like these are the obstacles you're going to overcome. You're going to you're going to go through. And I think
that's
people
really
like
good.
Sean Astin and Winona Ryder was all involved in that. I could be wrong.
I hope so.
But I think they were kind of like, hey, we're going to make your lives going to change because of the show. But we also need to not only prep you for acting and being good in this movie, but we also have to prepare you for real life.
Yeah.
And when you guys get famous and rich and everything like that, and just being careful.
I think they should do that.
And I think kids are so young. What they did with them on set. And and they treated them like adults. Like, we kind of watched the behind the scenes things where they're like still doing kid stuff.
Yeah, that was funny.
If you want to watch a cool thing, it's called Beyond Stranger Things. They only did it for season 2 though.
Yeah, that was weird. I wonder if they didn't know that they were going to go further.
I think they did.
Or they thought they would do it.
But it was really, really cool because like the kids are still being kids and the actors and the directors are kind of like, what are you doing? Like, you realize you're on camera right now. Like, stop doing that.
And they said like behind the scenes, like they used to slap each other in the face and they had to yell at them to stop because they were making their faces red.
Yeah, like for scenes. Just being kids and like doing sack whacks and stuff. Yeah. Being idiots to each other. But yeah, dude, they're going to take over the world, man. These kids are just fucking, that's the new generation of actors.
What's his name? The one that plays Mike, he's
Wolfgang. I think his last name is Wolfgang or something like that. He's a really dope last name.
Yeah.
I'm so bad with names, like character names and real life names.
Yeah. He did It and Ghostbusters. Like, he's already like
kids made. and Elle was in Godzilla.
Oh yeah.
But that's another thing too, is they're actually told as well as like they have to go through a huge process to then accept other roles, because other roles, if they're like, hey, this, your filming process is going to like, this is your first project. Like, you can't take anything else until this is done. And if you do, we have to completely approve it. And we have to approve the way you look. You can't change things. Like, So it's a a lot of those actors you're probably not going to see until Stranger Things is done, and then they can retire or keep acting, because like I'm sure these kids are pretty much set after season five hits.
Oh, for sure. After this many seasons, I'm sure they're making good money.
What else we got here? Me Too. I don't know what the Me Too was, Kelly. But yeah, so is there any other characters you want to dip like talk about?
I'm trying to think, like, they really don't show, like, they show Mike and Nancy's parents, and then they show Dustin's mom a bunch of times, like they have some funny scenes together, but they really don't ever show Lucas's parents until season four, when they're all with the cops and they're all getting in trouble or whatever,
and they just like they just say fuck it and dip on the cops.
Like, they really don't show them at all. And they don't really show Steve's parents either, I guess. But that's, he's like older. And you see, obviously, see Joyce.
This is messed up on me. Hold on 1 second. Stranger Things. What's going on? There it is. Okay. Finn Wolfgang. Wolfhard. Wolfhard is his name. Will.
Mike.
Mike. Sorry. Yeah, Mike.
Will is like Noah something.
Yeah. So also in season three, I got to find out that probably one of my favorite actresses of all time, has a daughter.
Yeah, I told you this.
And said daughter was a highlight of a show. And I was like, this girl is so good. What about her do I like? And then I IMDb'd it and I looked at it.
I told you it.
You told me, but I didn't put the connection of who it was. You didn't say that girl right there on TV.
I did. I told, because you were like, oh, wait till you see this girl, Robin. I love her. And I said, yeah, you know who she is? She's Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's kid.
Yeah, you might have.
I did.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now that you know it, like, you can't unsee it because she sounds just like her.
Now, I also heard too that she's on the spectrum. Like, I could be wrong, but I
love her character though.
She's so good.
I love that she's just. She's just weird and she knows it. Like, and I was okay. The one scene that really pissed me off was when she goes with Nancy and they go do their little investigating thing at the library. I was so angry. I was like yelling at Nancy on the TV. Like, she was jealous and she was being such a bitch to her for no reason.
And she can't tell her that I'm not trying to take your boy.
Right. Yeah. But also, like, you have no right. You broke up with him and now you're with Jonathan. You have no right to be jealous or mad or anything. Like, you're just being,
I think, a if bitch Jonathan right gets fucked over by Nancy in the end, I'll be really pissed.
Me too, I think, because I don't love him, but maybe because like the last season they kind of just made him like,
and Nancy's blah. So pretty. Like, she's another one I think is a great actress.
Yeah,
like,
but she was such a bitch to Robin, and it made me mad. Yeah. I was like, that's a huge character flaw. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, that was terrible to be, like, stupid jealous, and you're being a legit bitch to her. Not even, like, subtle either. Because, like, even the lady, the librarian, like, was like, oh, okay, have fun. Like, she wasn't even subtle. I was like, and Jonathan is good. I do like him and Nancy together, but this last season was, like, they kind of just made him, like, eh. I don't know. Jonathan, like, I know he was going through stuff, and he even explained that when him and Will had their moment.
Well, he hasn't told her yet that he's going to go to the school that they're supposed to go to.
Yeah, I know.
So they could be together.
I know.
Yeah.
And he's just been like kind of just getting stoned every day. And he even said that to Will when they had their moment. He's like, I'm sorry, I haven't been there for you. I've been just hiding from my stuff and doing this. And I'm kind of bummed that they took that route for him, because I feel like he wasn't that type of person to, like, he's always been like kind of,
he's at a crossroads. Does he choose his brother and his mom, or does he choose this girl?
Well, he even said though, like,
she'll give up her dreams for him. Yeah. But I'm playing into this, and then maybe I'm projecting and being a scumbag, but also, like, I feel horrible saying this, but like, obviously, if I was him, and I looked at me and I looked at Steve, I would be like, all right, I am not. And when it comes to the look category, I'm not beating that dude. Like,
well, you obviously did already.
You did. But like, at the end of the day, that dude is just a charmer. He's attractive. Like, I am never, like, I can't compete with that. And the fact that, like, there's that weird tension between his girl and this, like he probably feels like at some point, like, I'm with this really, really attractive girl. And he probably feels like he doesn't fit, like they're just not like people when you're in a relationship with someone who's not as attractive as you, and everyone goes, how the hell did you pull that off? You laugh it off, but you're also like, oh fuck, thanks a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it builds insecurities. You know what I mean? Like, so I kind of can like, and that's never happened to him in the show,
right?
But that's just kind of like maybe something else that his character that maybe I'm just adding that to like relate with him. But another thing I want to pull up here, because there's a whole other aspect of this show that we didn't dive into, and that is who the hell is that? What?
Yeah, that's the sister. That's so Lucas's sister.
They make her look super young in the show like that? She's
well, that's probably now. Like, she's probably way up. Well, they all look super young. They're all, like, probably over 18 now. You know that, right?
Holy Hannah. I just seen a photo of Farrah, who plays I didn't even know that was her on IMDb. Pariah, I was like, who is that?
Pariah.
Yeah, very pretty.
She's probably a teenager. She's probably, like, 16.
Crazy. Didn't even know it was her. But anyway, I just lost my spot. That's good. Let's dive into the hospital, right? So we got the flashbacks of when Elle is a kid,
yeah,
and she's re-going through her thing.
I think
and
the whole time cool you kept asking,
me, is this what's gonna happen?
I knew, like, it though.
You were close, but you weren't.
As soon as I heard that one scene where she just kept getting stuck in that room, and the guy would be like, "Oh, well, you're late," or something like that. Like, I knew something was up with that guy because he just had like a creepy voice. I knew it.
Yeah, so
I knew it.
You have Matthew Madon as Dr. Martin or Papa, and then you have Paul Reister, who played Dr. Sam Owens, and also Paul was like huge in Aliens and Mad About You. So another really, really fantastic actor, who when he showed up on the show, I was like, oh, that's a big get.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that too. I was like, whoa.
And then you meet Will, not Will. Yeah, Will. Noah. Right?
No.
Will.
Will is...
Sorry. That's not what I'm looking for. You meet... Where the fuck is he? Why does Will look like fucking Vecna right now in this photo?
Also, the person that plays Vecna is like a young child. Did you see that?
What do you mean? He's a teenager, I thought, or an adult.
He looked young. At least the picture they had on here was young.
I'm trying to find the actor who plays...
You're really bad at this.
Vecna. Yeah, well, we did not plan. We just kind of threw. We almost didn't record tonight. Yeah, but the guy who plays Vecna, I don't know his actual acting name, but we start meeting him, and then we find out that he's one, and that he has a chip in his neck that prevents him from.
No, as soon as he said about that, I was like, oh no, here it is. Like that literally just. I was like, that's it. He's one, and this is stopping his powers. And I was like, you fucked up.
Now, one of the things that 11. That. Stranger Things does every season is they heavily clue and hint with music and pop culture references of what's to come, and they've done it multiple times. So season one, the big thing that they wanted the kids to do, and even there in their audition scenes, they had to read and script from E.T.
Okay.
And they kind of told the kids, like, treat Elle as if she's E.T. Like, you have to act like she's human, but she's not. Like, you're essentially putting a wig on E.T.
Right.
And that's exactly how they treated Elle. And then season two, it just progresses and progresses. But so one of the things that I kind of got. So when they go back to the upside down. Guy. Jamie Camp. Yeah, he's a fucking creepy looking dude. But when they go back to the upside down and she goes to get her guns, and that the upside down is what, like eight to 10 years behind?
No, it was only a couple years.
I thought it was...
Maybe like four.
It's behind.
It's like two or four, I think.
So one of my theories going into season five is I think time travel is going to come into play. And the reason I say that is because if the upside down is behind, then from our reality, I think that's going to come into play a little bit on how they can possibly reverse things or change things. Mm-hmm. Also, in the very beginning, when she's painting the thing to go to school, one of her first lines of the show is, we're all kind of like time travelers.
Mm-hmm.
And what movie did they go see in the theaters in season three?
Back to the Future.
The Back to the Future was referenced a lot. So I think there's going to be time travel coming soon.
Yeah.
There's rumors and theories that people think vampires are going to be involved because they hinted at vampires a bunch. And that Vecna has something. Some of the D&D characters they played had hinted at vampires.
Okay.
There's theories that you can't actually die in the upside down. Okay. So if you're not from the upside down, you can't die in the upside down. So like, how did Will survive without food or water the entire time he was in there?
Yeah, but he wasn't doing so well.
He didn't die, though.
That's true.
So there's theories of that. So maybe we'll get the return of Eddie.
But Eddie died.
In the Upside Down.
But that's what I'm saying. He died in the Upside Down.
They don't know.
Well, he obviously would have been dead, or why would they have left him there?
A kid checked his vitals and then just got out of there because...
Yeah, but where was everyone else? How did they get back out? They had to go the same way, right? They probably came back to the trailer to get out with Dustin.
You could have used. There's probably other portals they could have used too. They didn't actually show a portal they came through because there's multiples.
I just they came through that one.
That's just the theory. But yeah. Also, there's a theory that they think Will's going to become possessed again, and that Vecna's going to use his body. Mm. I don't think that. I think Will's going to be the hero next season, and I think Max is going to become the vessel that Vecna might use.
Yeah, that was a whole thing. I was like, whoa. I cried like a baby.
Dude, when they start snapping her up, I was like, she's done.
No. And then I was like, okay. At first I was like, all right, maybe they'll just break a couple bones and they'll save her before she dies. And
when her eyes popped, you're like, uh-oh. Like,
no. Well, they didn't quite pop out yet. But yeah. Now she can't see or feel anything. But that whole thing, it was just like, oh. And that whole scene where like Lucas is watching her body, like protecting her, and then what's his name, that Jason kid comes, I was so angry. I was like, you fucking piece of shit. Also, the other guy who like tackles his little sister and like is gonna break her arm, I was like, she's literally a small child.
Mm-hmm.
Like not like a ninth grade, still there little, but like she's like little kid and you literally just tackled her and about to break your arm.
Yep.
Like I was so angry and I was like, what is happening right now?
Well, they said the body count this season was going to be high, but like realistically,
I know I was expecting a lot of people to die and they didn't.
Yeah. Only I don't call him a bully. I think he was misinformed as well. The jock, he dies.
He gets
ripped in half and Eddie are like your only two.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody else survives. I mean, what's her name's hurt really bad, but she's not.
The whole like the thing between her and Lucas, I was just like, oh.
And then Elle was there in like the spirit world.
I know. I was like, oh my god, they got me. I'm gonna cry right now. I'm so sad.
Anything else that stuck out to you? Like, are any theories that you think going into the next season?
I just want to know how are they explaining this to everyone in Hawkins? Like they're just
Barb died in the Upside Down.
Yeah, she died in the Upside Down. It took her into the Upside Down.
Well, they actually don't show her die. They just show her getting snatched in the pool.
But she's dead in there.
We don't know how she died, though.
But she's...
They actually never show her death scene. They just show horror movie where she flashes and she's gone.
Yeah,
she's dead. She's
but Nancy saw her, like, dead under there.
Yeah. Well, all his victims are, like, trophies in the Upside Down. But we don't know how exact. So, like, Vecna has been part of this entire story since the beginning.
Mm. Vecna is the one controlling everything.
Yes. So when the first thing that Will sees, that shadow on the road, that's Vecna.
Yeah.
When he wrecks his bike, that was Vecna he saw. But Vecna didn't have the ability to fully come through yet. So he was using the demigorgon, the demidogs, the mind slayer. Like he was using all those things to create everything. But we don't know if he got Deb through different means or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I could have swore they showed her like being dead.
She's dead, but she could have died in the pool. And then he brings her like as a trophy to the Upside Down. Like they don't show her getting pulled into an Upside Down and the scene her in the Upside Down then being killed. That you don't. It's a speculation at that point. There you go. That's exactly as a ring next. As a huge,
that was so cool.
That's a theory. Does Robert Inga's character kill Vecna?
I hope so. I hope they bring him back for something else. Like. They gave him such a small, like, and that was such a big thing, like,
well, the
big part of the story, and Newland gave him that little, like,
when they were talking about season four, they said, like, it kind of got leaked that Robert Englund's going to be involved in the season.
Uh-huh.
And then once the trailer dropped, everyone's like, we're getting Nightmare on Elm Street vibes. Like, the way Vecna talks, like, Nancy.
Yes, that's what I said, too. He sounded like him. They mentioned that a couple times, too. They, Dustin, I think, mentioned... in like the Dreamland, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people thought he was going to be Vecna. So that was like the swerve, like, well, is it going to be Robert Englund? Robert Englund?
Oh, and then when he turned around, I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah. With his eyes all. He looked like House of a Thousand Maniacs or House Land of a Thousand Maniacs, whatever the hell it's called.
Thousand Maniacs.
Maniacs. Yeah. With the Confederate white hair.
I had something else to say and I don't remember. I don't know. I just think it was so good and it's so well done. Like, there's so much like emotion, but like other stuff too. Like, it's just so good. Like, and just seeing them all grow and like have their relationship.
Go check the front porch real quick.
Why?
Just real fast. I'll read the chat.
All right.
See if they came. Here we go. My theory is Max is dead and Vecna is in her body. There you go. They showed her dead in the Upside Down by a Demogorgon. They showed her on the pillar, like she's wrapped in the. But they also show like a lot of things that you've seen by characters being dead is also being used to just like mess with people's heads. So you don't know if that's reality or not. So like, they show her dead, but they don't know exactly if that's reality or not. The father killing a son and House of a Thousand Corpses. He was not in. There's another one called A Thousand. It's just in the chat.
It's like A Thousand and One Maniacs.
It's called A Thousand and One Maniacs. And there's two. There's like they rebooted it too. There's like two. Yeah, they redid it twice. Or there's two versions of it.
I have to look for it.
Yeah,
I have it. That one.
But it's a bunch of kids that go camping, and a Confederate army ghost, comes back and kills all these people.
I don't think he's a ghost. It's just some weird town where they're like stuck back in the.
I could have sworn they
bad
were
age, and maybe they are, but I don't think they are. They're just like a bunch of hillbillies.
I'm gonna look it up
Can
right
I
now.
Say that.
Sure.
They're like racist hillbillies. I don't know, and they like eat people. I think it's 1001 Maniacs. I didn't know it was a remake though.
2001 Maniacs.
Oh, is it 2001?
Yeah. Okay. I could have sworn those two of them.
Maybe it's a remake or something else you're thinking.
The remake has Bill Moseley in instead. So it's 1001 Maniacs. So 2001 Maniacs was the reboot.
Hold on. Okay.
1001 Maniacs. There it is. 1001 Maniacs. Eight college students traveling to Florida for spring break stumble in a remote town, Georgia, oh my God, I hate this sometimes. I guess they are just people from that area. I thought they were ghosts for some reason. Mm-mm.
It's like not like a cult, but
they're just hillbillies that don't like black people or gay people.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially what
they just try to get everyone and eat them. Yeah, it's 2001.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, like they are shown dead in the pool in the Upside Down, but that could have been used, like, so what I was saying is how they said they were shown dead in the Upside Down. He keeps them as trophies because there was people that were all in that one thing where he kept bringing everybody to that one.
But that room was after they were killed.
Yes, but she's saying that they showed Nancy or Barb dead. But also, like, a lot of things that Vecna shows you is to mess with you. So her being dead in the pool is her last memory of Barb being there. So you don't know if that's really where she is in the Upside Down or if that was just used to mess with Nancy's head, because the more fear he drives, the more he has you sucked into this universe where you try to run and he kind of plays this cat and mouse game, almost like a Freddy Krueger. So a lot of the stuff that you're seeing in those dream sequences or those Upside Down sequences, you can't base on reality because he's using it to mess with you.
Yeah. I just thought that they did show Barb die though. Like when she got pulled, because she was trying to climb out of the thing.
I have to rewatch it.
And I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she tries to grab it and she goes, and she just gets sucked in.
Well, I mean, you're.
And then she's gone.
Well, I thought she was killed first before she went like in, like it like killed her while
they never found a body, right? Like,
no, because she's in the Upside Down. That's why they kept searching for her. I don't know. Oh yeah, I was saying like I don't understand how all these people in Hawkins are just like do do do. People are randomly dying and going missing, and we're just gonna go about our lives, and nothing's going wrong here. Some weird military stuff is happening. We don't know. Nothing's wrong. When they're just like, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So episode three finds Barb walking in the Upside Down where she's attacked by Demogorgon. Mm. So yeah, I guess you can die in the Upside Down. Good call. Yeah. And then people say, well, why did she die and not Will? But there is a weird thing with music. Well, Will kept singing to himself.
Yeah, because that's what they went back to in the newer season.
I hope they explain that more. Like, how does music save you from Vecna?
Well, didn't they explain it? They said like it connects you or something to like that's your good place. That's like it's like your good place.
I hate that.
Well, that's what they said.
I mean, he does need a weakness, but Kate Bush.
Well, that was his own thing, too, because remember, that was his song. He played that song and then I don't know why he started killing his mom at that moment. But
yeah,
that was a whole thing. But I don't know. The song, the music is so good, too.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
I think the music's good.
I forget who we were talking to. I was talking to somebody. It might have been Kelly, where they said, like, what what song do you think he's playing on the before? Like, that was like the speculation because they showed him rocking out.
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone's like, well, what song is it going to be? And I was like, man, it, like for me, time wise, I didn't know if it would have worked or not. But like Van Halen would have been sick, like Running with the Devil, because his name is Eddie. And he kind of,
I mean,
has...
he was like a good rocker, though, because remember he was in a band. Like a whole thing. He was in the band and he was like, guitar was like his thing.
Yeah,
I don't know, I thought he was cool.
I like when they're all like, we need music, we need music, this is not music, and he pulls up, yeah, goes, this is music.
I thought that was funny. They're just like, they're like, where's all the music?
Oh, his patch on his jacket,
it's Dio,
giant James Dio patch that was donated by Dio's family for the show. That like, that wasn't a
I said it like I know what the, I don't know them, I just know that they're a band, right?
Dio was the guy who replaced Ozzy in Black Sabbath, and then went on to do his solo stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said it like I knew.
And then he died of throat cancer, unfortunately, which is like...
Oh, I like how they referenced Ozzy, too.
Yeah.
There, he was like... And Steve was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Because like metal music wasn't...
He wasn't into that. He was like, you pulled out like an Ozzy thing or whatever. And he's like, what? And he's like, Black Sabbath, Ozzy, the lead singer. And he's going on. And he's like, He bit the bat. Yeah.
And he's like, you bit a bat, dude. That's metal as hell. You know what I'm kind of hoping for season 5? It's weird because like season 5 is going to have to almost get right going right away. Like there can't be like a huge break.
Yeah. To like keep up with the hype.
Because right now it's going like crazy. It's almost right going to be a quick transition, but it would be fun if like once this all goes away and like you kind of see like maybe the end of season 5, they kind of do that like 30-40 minutes of just like where they are now type deal. It'd be cool to see like Will is like a giant metalhead now.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they have to also because they're kids. Like I feel like if you don't like keep it with it quick, they're gonna age too much and it's gonna be weird. Cause like even in last season, like I was like, whoa, all of a sudden they're like way bigger. Will's voice is real deep, like,
and he still has that fucking dumb haircut. I think he also said too, he thinks that the guys who write the show are fucking with him. Like, aww, they're just like, you're not getting rid of it. It's coming back season 5.
It doesn't say. Sometimes on IMDb, it'll say like an episode date, but it doesn't say yet for 5.
One of the most impressive things this season when it comes to hair and makeup is, well, everyone on the set pretty much said that out of everyone's hair that
Steve's
Eddie had. A lot of Steve's is his hair.
Yeah, Steve's is his hair.
Yeah. But they said Eddie's had the cool, they called like the Demon Slayer or something hair.
He
like,
did have cool hair.
He had the coolest wig. And if you look at him, he's super British. Like, he has a huge British accent. So if you actually look at the actor who plays Eddie, huge British accent.
Billy is like Australian. Jonathan has an accent too. Billy, I think cool, he's from like too, England or something.
I would rock that hair. I would never do the bangs part. Like the bangs with the long curl. Like I would maybe consider getting it curly, trying it like the 80s curl.
Like a perm.
Like a perm, like the long hair curliness. I'd probably look dumb.
When they gave Mike and Nancy's mom that perm, I feel like that was, I think maybe they did it to like age her. I don't know, because it kind of did age her. It made her look a little older. Yeah. I didn't like it.
She's really pretty.
Yeah.
The lady who plays his mom.
Mm-hmm. The dad was, I hate him. He's such a dick.
Why can't he die?
He's just, what does he do? Like, he doesn't do anything. He literally just sleeps in the chair all the time. But I did like that she was about to leave and go meet Billy. And she like looked at her husband, like passed out in the chair with their daughter. And she was like, I can't do this. And I was like, good for you. Bad on you that you even thought about doing it, but like good for you for realizing like this is your family.
Yeah.
Like even if your husband's kind of a piece of shit,
it seems to get released every 2 years. Yeah, it gets released every 2 years, but like I feel like
they probably already started filming.
I think they already have. I think they started it because I can't see where they just go back to normal life for 2 years and there's giant craters.
Especially now that they're all like adults, like you can't expect them to.
If they wait and they're like, okay, we're gonna go and live our lives for 8 months and then go after him again, like wait till Vecna
gets
so strong.
Old,
it'd be a dumb move.
I mean, not old, but like the kids are just, they're just growing, I feel like, so fast. Like seriously, it was insane from like for binge watching it, even from just watching it so quick. I was just like, well, you're like old, like you're like teenagers now.
Yeah.
Like you were like little kids.
They said end of 2023, early 2024 is when we'll get season 5.
Wow, that seems so far. I feel like most shows are like every year.
They put a lot of work. There's a lot of special effects and stuff. Mm-hmm. They do a great job. Mm-hmm. But also, what I was saying is the hair and makeup department, how if on TikTok, on the Netflix account on TikTok, they show like the transformation of characters getting their hair and makeup and the wardrobe done. Mm-hmm. And there's one on there of Elle's wig when it looked like she shaved her head again. Because people are like, did she shave her head again? Because that wig looked so good. Like, obviously, she had to cut her hair short long enough that she could put extensions in when she's out. But they literally had to, like, grease her hair down flat to put that cap on so it looked like she had a buzzed head again.
Why do you think people wear bald caps? I love it. It's funny to me that you're so amazed by this when this is a known thing.
Here's the thing. When you have buzzed hair, you have that distinctive hairline. And a wig just, like, that's impressive to make it look that real.
Wigs are good now.
It's crazy.
Wigs are so good now.
Yeah.
It's funny.
The bald head, because there's different stages of her hair growth too. Like, when she had her head shaved and then she was like, it was actually growing in a little bit longer. Like, there was different progressions to that wig.
Yeah.
And it looks so authentic.
I think it's weird how they, like, how do they decide? Not weird, but like, I wonder how they decide. Like, okay, so Steve's hair is really his hair, but Billy's hair.
Well, Steve's hair right now might be a wig as well. I think when he first started the show, I think his hair got him the job. And then they were able to recreate it in a wig, because if you see him right now, he doesn't have that hair. He has different hair right now. Because he just did an interview on TV.
Yeah, but that's because the season's over.
Yeah.
You could probably change your hair because it'll grow back.
Yeah. All right. We'll just get to the end here of season four. I think it's, to me anyway, probably the craziest moment, tearjerker moment. Okay. You saw even more than Will going to Eddie's uncle
Dustin. That one got me real hard.
But
that one got me
when Elle is in her room.
I'm surprised you didn't hear me. You were in here recording last night, and I was in there ugly crying, like
at the, like, Eddie part,
sobbing for all of it. What with the whole thing with Max, the thing with Eddie's uncle. Like, I was like, my shirt was all soaked. I was like, like, so ugly crying.
Yeah,
full on sobbing.
But Elle's in her room and she's cleaning up.
Oh.
And the door opens.
Well, she shuts the door, and I was like, she only shut it, like, she left it 3 inches.
Yeah, and the door opens, and Hopper's back.
I'm gonna cry right now. Stop.
And she said, I forgot to leave the door open 3 inches.
No, she goes, I did leave.
I leave the door. Yeah. I left it open 3 inches, and because Elle still has that moments where she's not, like, obviously she's not developed yet. Like, her mind, she's literally a lab rat.
Yeah.
Who's now in the world trying to figure things out. And on top of figuring things out, she's being hunted.
I do love that when she goes to live with Joyce and Will and stuff, that, like, her and Will are so close, and, like, Will, like, takes care of her. And, like, also that fucking bitch deserved it.
Oh,
she deserved the skate to the face. She
popped her in the face.
And I'm mad that all those parents, all those adults were just standing around laughing and letting her get bullied in the middle of the roller rink.
That's fucking,
like, she fucking deserved it. And they're like, oh, are you all right? Are you okay? She's fine.
Dude, I'm not even, like, exaggerating. Ugh. That shit, I remember being a kid, and that's exactly how shit went down. I remember getting bullied in front of adults, and adults fucking either participating or not saying a word. Going to school, and teachers,
remember that one
siding with the bullies.
I was telling somebody about the first time we heard Cujo bark. I said how we stopped because you were breaking up a fight with kids, and there was just adults just standing around letting them fight in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't get it. Like, it made me furious. I was like, she deserved it. She deserved it. And she's lucky she didn't get worse. And I was mad that everyone made Elle feel bad for it, because that's a normal reaction.
Yeah.
Anyone else getting bullied would have eventually snapped and done the same thing.
You just brought that memory back. I completely forgot about that.
Furious about Cujo.
So we're driving through Monty City, and school just let out. And at the time, my brother was still in school, and we were driving through Monty City, and all I see is just a horde of kids
in the street.
In the street. And you can tell that one kid is being jumped by, like, five kids. And they're like, and I believe the mother was, like,
encouraging. There was a whole bunch of parents. Like, they were just all standing outside their house, like, on the porch, just watching.
Watching. And no one was doing a thing. And I remember I pulled up in my car, and I was looking through the crowd, and the kid that was being jumped and attacked was, like, a chubby blonde haired kid. Mm. And I was like, I didn't even say a word. I just put the car in park, and got out of the car, and I just started throwing kids. I started fighting through kids, because in my brain, I thought, like, that's my brother.
Yeah.
I thought it was Austin. Yeah. And then I get to the kid and I grab him, and the kid's, like, trying to swing on him. I grab the kid by the shirt. I go, you're done. You're done. Like,
go home.
And I said, everyone's done. Like, stop. And I said to the kid, I'm like, get in my car. And, like, but he didn't get in.
No.
But he's like, I was like, where do you live? And I walked him to, like, so we got close enough that he can get, like, I knew nobody followed him. But the whole time I'm breaking the fight, Cujo, who is the most passive dog,
big wolf. And I was like, who are you?
Yeah, he barked, never, he doesn't seen me in a fight.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, not like, a fight, but he's seen me like
didn't know what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, whoa. Yeah, I was telling Ned about that the other
day. I hate, yeah, that's been a thing. I knew teachers who are still active that's teachers in the school
scene
who were like, just as yeah. big of bullies as the kids were.
Yeah.
They would team up with the bullies.
It's pathetic.
Yeah.
But I was so angry. And I was like, when she finally did it, I was like, yes, good for you. And that dumb bitch deserved it. And all of them, and I was mad that like everyone was just like, and they all just stood there. In reality, the cops would have cleared the place out, made everyone leave, not just everyone standing around there gawking.
Well, the thing is too, is like you can't call for, you have to wait for an adult to come. So they were pretty much waiting for the adult to come.
They probably would have made them all go outside though. In reality, they would have been like, okay, go outside. We need to figure out what happened here.
You can tell that girl definitely had connections in the town, that the cops came and took her to juvie right away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. But then when the doctors came, they're like, don't worry about that. We'll make that all disappear.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, good for you. Yeah. But she deserved it. Full on deserved it. And like, stupid. I don't like Argyle. He was very annoying.
That would have done a way more
that
damage.
Whole scene was cracking me up when he's like, they're just plastic wheels. It's okay. You know why they're not metal? For that reason. I was like, what is happening right now?
He was
now?
Probably my least favorite, but watching it the second time with you, he grew on me.
It was kind of funny, but also just like unnecessary. I was like, why?
It was too much of a stereotype.
It was too much, right. It was a little overboard, but I was just like, I don't know. I was, it's so weird too to think back though, like back then there was nothing. Like you literally have to call. And if no one answers, you have to call back. Like you can't just quick pick up your cell phone and take a picture. What was it? The one thing they were doing, and I said to you, wasn't this weird that like right now you could just send a picture?
I remember when I
like, and now you have to like call a friend and be like, you need to come see this. Like I have to show you something. Like let's meet up. And where right now we're just like send a picture. Like look at this. Like
I remember when I was going to North Schuylkill and I was illegally using my grandmother's address. I didn't learn her phone number. I didn't know her phone number. And plus when back then we had long distance and for me to call Damani City or
a long distance from North Schuylkill to Damani City.
Yeah. I couldn't.
What?
Yeah. It was a long distance phone call.
That's not long distance.
When I was in high school, it was considered long distance because I tried to call it. And they're like, you can't call long distance.
That's so weird.
It was weird. It was dumb. But I remember I had it written I had my grandmother's number written in a notebook. And I remember like, I can't get caught doing this. So I would sneak and look at the number so I can call. Because I used to do the trick too in middle school where I'd call 1-800-COLLECT and I would dial my number and then would say, you have a collect call from, like, it's Tony, pick me up from school, click. So then my mom would just hear, you have a collect call from, it's your son, pick me up at school. And then she would call.
She would answer the phone.
Yeah. Collect call.
Do you remember any phone numbers from when you were a kid?
We had the same number my entire.
I don't think I did.
Yeah. I think our number from South Street was the same number we had when we went.
No, you would have had a different number in Shenandoah, right?
I was too young to.
Oh yeah, like in Monty City, you would have the same number, but
like when our house burned down, and went to another house. I think we kept the same number.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And then right out of high school is when cell phones got popular, and my parents were like, "We don't need a house phone anymore," so that number's gone.
They still had a house phone.
They got rid of it maybe when Austin was like high school or out of school.
Yeah, I was gonna say because they still had it when we got together.
Yeah,
because I remember. People, I would call that number sometimes to get a hold of somebody.
3831.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's the only phone number in my entire life.
Was it 773?
773, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You can call it if you want. It's not my parents' number anymore. And if it is, it's hilarious.
So you know what? I think we had a 462 number when we first moved in. And then they switched.
Fire whistle.
Oh, they switched to
When they went from 570 to 985. That was a big deal too. Our 570 to 610, or what did they change it to?
610 is like Berks County.
But there's part like the 570 numbers got taken up, so they had to switch to a different area code. So there's some numbers that are school county that are not 570 anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because
I know there's cell phones that aren't 570.
Because I remember when they tried to give me a number, I was like, if it's not 570, don't give it to me.
Oh yeah, like cell phones are different, but like so like I don't know. We anyway, our phone number changed.
Weird local side tangent.
And we switched our like phone service or internet service or whatever, and then it gave us a different number and it was a 561 instead of 462. My mom still has a landline.
I believe it. anything else that you want to cover, or we forgot about Stranger Things before we get out of here?
No, I think that's it. I don't know, I think it's cool to watch shows that are like that take place back then.
It's a good time period.
Like
time period
the piece. 90s is more our time period, but like the 80s is still like so cool because it's so like close to it. Like I think it's cool. I don't know. I liked it.
I mean, I was late 80s. I was born 86. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, but you didn't live in the 80s.
It's kind of cool that the backpacks I'm getting all say 86 on them.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's dope.
I know. When I saw that it was 86 that year, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I did like the teacher. I have to give him like an honorable mention. I liked their teacher.
Yeah, he was kind of
like
dope.
The AV club teacher guy. Like, I thought that was cool. Like, that he was good for the kids. Like, mm-hmm. he let them like
learn
and taught them and like was there for that. Like, it was weird that they like know his phone number. Like, these kids, it's weird, right? They're like called him on a Saturday night.
Susie.
Who's Susie?
Susie Poo.
Oh, yeah. Susie, Dustin's girlfriend that they think is not real, but then she's real.
And they had to sing the Never Ending Story. Oh my God.
And then they show up at her house, and I'm just like, what the fuck? It's like a madhouse. Yeah. Like 20 kids and just running around. That one kid is like the whatchamacallit kid from the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on. He's like possessed. I don't know.
And then what's the name? He's trying to hook up with Susie's sister.
Yeah.
What a great show. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. If you have watched it, thank you for tuning in. Let us know in the comment section or leave us a review who your favorite characters are.
Yeah.
Reviews help us out a lot. If you're listening to this on audio, the entire podcast have taken a huge nosedive in audio and audio plays, and we just can't seem to grow on anything else besides Facebook. So if you are watching this on Facebook or anything, head over to YouTube, give us a subscribe. We are getting to a point where I help out a few other channels that are on there, and when you hit that 1,000 subscribers, you can do like super chats where people can like donate a dollar and it pops up on the screen.
Oh.
And it really helps those channels grow and kind of make some donations. We do take donations on the links below. So we have like a PayPal that you can click. So it literally is right on the link tree where you can leave a donation. We have a Patreon for the Patreon. So before we had a Patreon, that was the network Patreon.
Mm.
And I kind of feel weird that there are shows on the network that aren't represented on there. They're just kind of my shows. And the other shows in the network don't really represent, like, they don't really, they claim they're the network, but they don't really post their stuff on the network. And the only thing that's really being posted is my shows. And I kind of feel like it's being misrepresented. But the website does really well of saying everything that's part of our network. But the Patreons now are split up by show. So if there's a show, if you really, really enjoy this show, and this is something you look forward to every week, and you can head over to Patreon, you can do as low as a dollar. If we can get 15 people to do a dollar, that's $15 a month. It helps. That helps pay for StreamYard. That helps pay for getting a new microphone. That helps pay for a lot of things. We are on TikTok. What I'm starting to do now with most of the podcast, I'm done doing clips. It's just too much. It's hard for me to make them. It's hard for me to train other people to make them. So I'm just gonna get away from clips. If you guys like them, let me know. I'll try to figure something out. And then right now, full disclosure, like, where I'm working now is very independent based, where I set my own hours, and depending on how I want to work is how I get things done. And it's scary, but it's good because it's making me really dive into this content creating thing more. Mm-hmm. Because now if someone's like, hey, I can record on Monday, I don't have a 9-to-5 job that says you have to use your PTO. I can just be like, well, I just don't accept money that day by going doing my deliveries.
So around it. Yeah,
exactly. Or I have to double up my days another day, which is scary, but you know, you're letting me do that where I can chase this dream and do this content creating thing. But, so the app that we use to create clips costs money. And mm-hmm. and when I did get rid of the Patreon, I did get rid of a lot of donation that was coming every month that paid for a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So I had to get rid of it because it was just cost effective. There's a way I can do clips on Adobe, but it just takes forever. And I'm not good at Adobe yet. I'm still learning. But we do have GoPros coming. So when a GoPro comes, we're going to be trying to make some side content. Like, I know we're going to go to Monster Mania or try to go to Monster Mania. Or we can do other things that we might do. And we might make clips, you know, if we go to the movie theater, like, oh, we're going to the movie theater and we drive up talking about the movie we're going to go see. And then on the way home, we can record something and like vlog style it.
That's cool.
And then we make side content. And we're going to try to do that for every show. Like, the wrestling show is going to have like vlog style content. Mm-hmm. Truth Behind Illusion, we might go to a location and record on location. Or like, if we go to Gettysburg for the day, we can walk around with the GoPros and film stuff. So we do have some cool new equipment that's coming that's going to help us grow and make cool content. But like I said, if you can support, that'd be great. We have merchandise. Full disclosure, we don't make shit on merchandise, but it's there to kind of like get the brand name out.
Yeah. Even just
share, follow, if you can, review.
Yeah, once again, if you everything. Cannot support with monetarily wise, mm-hmm. we totally get it. Times are tough. A share goes a long way. Mm-hmm. Going to Instagram and subscribing, going to Twitter and hitting subscribe or follow helps us out a lot. Letting people know the show exists is huge. And we did not forget about the horror stuff that is coming. We do have the Carrie on the table here. We are still doing Carrie.
Yeah.
And then we kind of talked about other things we might do. So right now with the thing of the show is the Cabana Brothers, Cabana Entertainment is doing really well for them. They have a lot of things going on. They're getting a lot of extra work. The stuff they're doing, they're filming with their mom is killing it. So they're busy. Like, it's tough for them to try to promote and do this show as well as Cabana Entertainment.
Right.
They still will be coming on as guests here and there, but I think for the most part, what you're seeing for the show, it might just be us two for a very long time. And we're trying to not so much do topics all the time. So we are trying to think of different ways we can talk. Some of it might just be like, hey, what did you do this week? And it just might be you guys getting used to us as a couple. Maybe we'll talk about our high school experiences, like the whole theme of being not cool in high school.
Yeah.
So it's we're kind of open to what this show can become. But there's another thing that we're talking about getting is there's three posters we found. They're like scratch off posters. And one of them is just like critically acclaimed movies. One of them is comedy movies and one of them is horror movies. So we might make like a TikTok where we scratch off the poster and be like, this is the movie we have to do. And that's what we're going to watch.
That'll be fun.
But we are still doing the horror. The next one is Carrie. What was the one we just talked about?
Jaws.
We were going to do a 4th of July Jaws.
Yeah, but we're kind of like real behind. So
yeah, it's that has passed. We can still do Jaws, but it won't be a 4th of July thing. But the horror thing is still coming
for Shark Week, whenever that is.
And I have been talking to a lot of horror enthusiasts who all want to come on the show.
Nice.
So we might have some cool guest spots coming up for the horror one where they may have like other couples join us and talk. And like I said, Zach's a huge horror guy. So you'll definitely see Zach on. Andy Hare, the hairs are horror. So we have a lot of people who may jump in and join us for different horror movie things. If you are a horror fan or something you're really passionate about with pop culture and you want to become a guest or just come on for like, we're kind of shut. I'm shutting the door on new members.
Yeah.
If you want to come in as a guest and sit down for an episode here and there, totally open.
Yeah.
But it is very, the more you add people to shows, the harder it is to try to plan shows, because then like, hey, is everyone free this day? And I'm at the point now where I don't know, man. I just got to go. It has to happen. So thank you guys so much for the continued support. Please go and support Cabana Entertainment. That's going to be my mm-hmm. plug tonight. So head over to our link tree. Cabana Entertainment is there.
No, I was trying to think of a plug.
Go support that. And that's all I got. You can plug
us.
Yeah, the IWEPnetwork.com. Yeah. Go to the website, check out all the cool things, all the cool different shows, and we'll see you all in 2 weeks. We're going to start the promotion possibly tomorrow when it comes to the Adam Sandler thing, because we have two weeks to prep it.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. So we're going to do like a bracket. There are going to be some movies that won't make the cut because there's a lot of Adam Sandler movies. There's a lot,
yeah.
So we're going to kind of narrow it down to maybe 16.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so 16 movies. Some will not make it. Like, I don't think Overboard's going to make it. That's like one of his first movies.
I don't even remember that one.
But we will
Overboard?
Have
Overboard? Are you thinking the same movie?
Yeah, there's an Adam Sandler movie called He Was Even Called Overboard. But there may be some older ones. There's going to be new ones. There's going to be a mix. There's going to be some. When we may cut out some of the duds like Jack and Jill. We'll try to keep it to the ones we know we liked. So it's,
that we've seen,
that we've seen. So it's going to be completely biased. It's going to be our Adam Sandler list. So if your movie didn't make the cut, we're sorry.
Yeah.
And I know every time you make
it as an honorable mention.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you didn't pick my favorite. That's going to happen. It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen.
I don't know. I feel like all of the ones we're going to pick are like the main ones.
I'm kind of leaning on, I know what's going to win for me.
Your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's not talk about it on here.
Like I said, leave us a review. Let us know your favorite moment of Stranger Things. And if you want to throw in the comments now and just say, hey, this was my favorite Adam Sandler movie, maybe early comments will throw you a bone. And
Let us know, and then we'll maybe make sure it's on the list.
We'll make sure it's there.
Thank you for everyone who's watching.
Once again, while the end music is playing, if you want to leave us some love or let us know what you thought of the episode, we went with the red lights tonight because I thought the upside down, the red,
very nice.
Good touch. And if you know how to make logos, let us know, because it would be cool. Maybe have a Not Cool in High School Stranger Things edition. Just saying. I'm obsessed right now. But we'll see you guys next time. Not Cool in High School. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.